It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Scientists now claim they've had a 20-minute conversation with a whale.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Oh, why, hello, Kevin.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the news on this Monday morning. We do still have some Kane Brown tickets to give away today.
Oh, yes.
And we will do those at some point this hour. I think maybe we will play a round of Guessy Guessy with the stat of the day.
Ooh, okay.
So that'll be your chance a little before 9 o'clock to win those Kane Brown tickets. What do you think of that?
Okay, I think that sounds like a pretty good plan. If so, I can figure out the phones, yeah.
No, I think you got it. I semi-trust you.
Okay.
You know what I trust? I trust your skills. You know what I don't trust?
Uh-huh.
Your confidence.
Oh, well, that's
if you would just say, yeah, I know how to answer the phones.
I mean, I know how to answer a phone, but...
Well, so then what are we worried about?
All right, we're not worried about anything.
See, there it is. Gotta talk you through it, man. I'll tell you. Steve, today is a big day that we need to celebrate.
Okay.
It is National Underwear Day.
Hmm. That does sound like a day that needs to be celebrated.
It does. provides an opportunity to wear your favorite undergarments. Too late. I did not know about it early enough.
You got
Although
some.
Although I am wearing my favorite type of underwear today.
Okay.
I would put these in my top three right now, top three favorites. Do you have like a ranking for your underwear?
Can't say that I do. No. What is your ranking? Do you have like a point system or what's going on here?
Yeah, or just comfortability. Comfortability? Yeah, whether they're comfortable, whether they are in good shape, that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some that were my favorite. But they started to tear up at the waistband, you know, like where you put your fingers to pull them up, your thumb.
Sure, religious underwear, yeah.
Yeah, my holy ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether you wear boxers, briefs, panties, tighty-whities, our under things provide a layer of comfort that is very important and often taken for granted. I can attest to this because last week, one day,
oh boy,
I need to buy new underwear. That's okay. Why this is such a wonderful day. It's like a good reminder for me that I need to do it. I've been needing to buy some for a while.
Yeah.
And it's just, I wore a pair last week that is a pair that does not fit anymore. It's super uncomfortable. And the entire, I mean, like it almost, I wouldn't say it ruined my day, but it was definitely on my mind way too many times throughout the day. You know what you don't want? Your underwear on your mind.
Is that a
Would
song?
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Who Do you that? Think about your underwear very often?
No. And I don't think you should. Yeah.
Right. That means they're probably fitting good. Everything's good. Steve, and this might be rude of me to say, but I feel like you have to be the guy that still has some tidy whities.
You know, I probably wore those way longer than I should have.
Okay.
But I made the transition from those. When was that? High school? I don't know.
Okay. You stopped wearing those and went into some boxer briefs. Is that right?
Yeah. I guess that's what you call them. Yeah.
Boxer normal, briefs. What color do you have on today?
Oh, that's a good question.
Take a peek.
Oh, these are the ones that I have like seven pairs of. They're blue with white polka dots.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Blue with white polka dots? And you have seven pairs of those?
Well, maybe not that many, but I got
Why?
Several.
Because it was a pack that all came with the same style?
Yeah, it was like a pack of whatever, and I ordered two or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Something like that.
Wow. That's really something, Steve. Yeah. I think I have on...
Yeah, what you got?
I'm trying to remember what the ones I have on today. Hold on.
But they're not comfortable or they are comfortable?
They're comfortable.
Oh, okay.
They're green. They're green ones today. Just all green. Nice and boring.
Yeah.
But they are comfortable. I like that. Although this morning when I put them on, it was weird because I was like, God, are those backwards? And then I kind of had them twisted a little bit.
Mm.
So once I got them straight, I'm like, yep, there we go. We are good to go. We will not think about our underwear the rest of the day.
Okay. Well, glad you put it on. Story number two, Kevin, got one?
I do. This is a wild story. So this is a story from France where it's a story about a four-year-old boy who fell from his apartment building.
Oh.
Okay? These are not the kind of stories you want to hear. But he fell from the 16th floor.
Holy cow.
16th floor apartment.
That's wild. Is he's okay?
Nope, Steve, he passed.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that have been a terrible story? I can hear Jay yelling at me right now. Kevin Eugene.
Yeah. Oh okay. Where I'm sorry.
No, the
Kevin
kid
Eugene.
He only has a scratch, no fractures, nothing else. There's no internal injuries. There is nothing. They say the boy who is autistic was in his room with his father, and he heard him crying. And as usual, he hurried to check on his son to calm him down. But as he tried to enter the room, he realized that the door was locked. That had never happened before, and the parents think the boy accidentally locked himself inside, which caused him to panic. And by the time the dad was able to break the door down, he had just jumped off the, seeing the open window, he just jumped out of it.
And 16 stories high.
16 stories.
That's wild. Huh.
He was laying motionless on a dirt-covered roof of a ground-level pharmacy, to which they expected nothing but the worst. They get there, and the boy is just like up and moving around like he's completely fine.
Huh.
Mom and dad panicked, took him to the hospital anyways, and said there obviously has to be some sort of injuries. No, he was fine. Doctors cannot explain it. No one can explain it. They say they have no idea how this had happened. They've never seen anything like it.
I believe that. Yeah. I mean,
he's a bouncing baby boy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We were going to do it one time on the air, and then we didn't do it because we had a website, but Kevin couldn't find it on the internet. If you can't find the IQ test,
Kevin James.
That's when you know.
That's how you know, yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
All righty, Mr. Kevin James, final story time.
Let's do it. It is, let's see, August 5th. 2024, and on this date in history, let's roll back about 68 years, if you don't mind.
Ooh, okay.
And a little baby girl was born, and her name was Maureen McCormick. Who is?
Marsha Brady.
Marsha Brady. Steve, you have got it right. Happy birthday, Marsha Brady, 68 years old today.
Here's a story of a birthday girl. Who was born 68 years ago? No? Okay.
Here's a story. What do you got, Steve?
Do you want to redo it? Well,
Here's a story.
Do you want me to say?
A lovely girl or a lovely lady.
Yeah. Who was born 68
years ago today. Oh, man. I was never a fan of the Brady Bunch. I never really watched it.
No?
Did you?
Oh, I love the Brady Bunch.
Did you? It ran from 1969 to 1974. And then, of course, different spinoffs, the Brady Kids, the Brady Bunch Hour, the Brady Brides, A Very Brady Christmas in 1988. That is... I do not remember any of those spinoffs other than The Very Brady Christmas.
Were they spinoffs or were they movies?
Spinoffs and films, it says.
Oh, okay, okay.
So The Brady Kids, The Brady Bunch Hour.
Okay, oh, okay.
The Brady Brides, all these things from The Brady. I nothing against it. Every time I've seen the show, I enjoy it. But it was just something that for some reason was never on my radar as a kid.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, that's
and it
fine.
Was on yours. Was it like a... Obviously on syndication somewhere, Steve, where you were watching it all the time?
Correct, yes.
Do you remember what it was part of? Was it like another show that ran with it?
It was a standalone. I think it was just MeTV or whatever. Okay.
Well, I just remember growing up for a long time, there was the Scrubs and Friends, I think it was.
Okay.
That were like the syndicated shows that were on.
Sure.
And there was I watched a lot of those for a long time.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that too. You also got to remember though, Kevin, I grew up without cable. So
oh, that's true.
That affected things for me a little bit.
It really did. So now that I met your dad, it makes so much sense that you grew up without cable.
Cable, call waiting. There were several things that we waited on.
Your dad is the guy who's like, well, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, yeah. It just didn't seem worth it.
No.
So. And I'm fine.
Yeah, you turned out great.
Enough.
You did. I mean, let's see. 1914. I want to say thank you and no thank you.
Okay.
It was on 1914. The first traffic light was installed in the United States of America. At Euclid Avenue and East 105th, I guess it would be, in Cleveland.
Cleveland, of all places. Okay.
Yep, and someone is still waiting for that light to turn green. From 1914.
I'll tell you what happened to me this morning. I was driving down Boone to work here.
Yeah.
And I hit one of the lights. It was red, so I stopped.
Sure, good. That's what you're supposed to do.
And then I saw the next light was green, so the one I was waiting at turned green, and I was traveling, and right as I get past the intersection of the first light, that second light that was green turns red.
Yeah.
And then I had to wait. I was like,
they are timed horribly on Boone. It makes me so mad, Steve. It's just like,
how
why?
Mad?
Why do they do that? It makes me so that my face turns as red as the stoplight.
Oh, boy. We don't want that. But, you know, sometimes it's perfect timing, and other times it's not. So I'm wondering what is the reasoning?
Yeah, they're not timed out well at all in this street. By the way, 1936, on this day at the Berlin Olympics, Jesse Owens wins his third Olympic medal.
Mm.
I mean, he's kind of the first real famous Olympian, right?
Yeah, I would
say
so.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Other things I have for you today were pretty cool. This one is hard to understand, but in 1975, this had to be so much money. Stevie Wonder signed a $13 million contract to cover 7 years of his music. At that time, it was the largest contract ever signed in the music industry.
Okay, I believe that. I mean, $13 million is still a lot
in 1975, today, it seems like a lot, right. But now you're probably like, I don't know, if somebody signed a contract for 7 years, like Morgan Wallen.
Right.
You'd think it would be worth so many millions.
Triple digits or something, yeah.
And also, American Idol judge Lionel Richie in 1986 released the album Dancing on the Ceiling. Oh, what a feeling. When you're dancing on the ceiling.
Ooh. Working those vocal pipes on a Monday morning.
Do you like Lionel Richie music, or do you not really know any of it?
I mean, I know a few songs, I guess, like All Night Long.
All Night Long?
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah, I am thinking.
You probably know Dancing on the Ceiling.
Yeah. And do I know any others?
Do you know Hello?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's me you're looking for.
Yeah, I was very confused when Adele came out with her Hello. And then,
yeah, it was different.
That? Yeah,
it was different. By the way, anybody who wants a good laugh today, I always recommend this. You just go and watch Lionel Richie's video for Hello.
It is pretty great, the music video for that, yeah.
Oh, it's just so creepy. It really is, and I love, absolutely love Lionel Richie's music, but that video is borderline, like, this seems like almost stalking in this video, Lionel.
Yeah.
Maybe back it off just a little bit. And not to bring the room down, but in 1962 on this day, Marilyn Monroe died. Mm. 1964, U.S. began bombing North Vietnam. 1966, Martin Luther King Jr. was stoned during a Chicago march.
Boy, you know, you started off so strong on positive things. What happened?
I don't know. I just saw those other ones, and let me see if I can end on a positive one, Steve.
Okay.
I apologize.
Don't make me go, Kevin Eugene. You know,
I mean, history is history. It's like sometimes we got to We got to deal with it.
Yeah.
1980, the Osmonds split up. That's not good. That's not positive.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
For instance, the other day there was a hat laying in our breezeway, and someone posted a picture of it to the company, and it said, if this is your hat, it's in engineering.
Kevin James.
I just want to take a picture of the socks and say, anybody missing some socks? And see if they'll post that one. We should start actually doing that for fun.
Well, you know, Jay, it doesn't have to come from the engineering department. You're more than welcome to send a company-wide email.
I'm not.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Yes, it is beat the show time. Chance to win a cool Coyote Country travel mug. That's exciting, right, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even have one of those yet.
Okay, well, it's a work in progress. But, yeah, Chris has the opportunity to win. Let's see if I can get the phone to work correctly. Chris, how's it going today?
I'm doing very well, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I guess, fortunately or unfortunately for you, you do have to challenge Kevin today since Jay is on vacation.
Well, then I will take that cup mailed to me tomorrow, then. I'll take that.
He sounds pretty confident, Kevin.
I could not hear Chris. I'm struggling to understand his phone. You know me and my hearing. It's not the best.
Oh, okay. He basically said he's going to beat you. So.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
No worries. I mean, you know.
Oh, there I can hear him.
Is that a little bit better?
Yes, so much better.
Sorry, my phone is a little bit wonky today.
A little wonky. Well, it sounds like you're confident on a Monday. What is the category, Steve?
Oh, I guess I forgot to mention that, huh? I guess that would be helpful to know. The category is inventions or inventors.
Oh, ooh. This is going to be a good one.
I think
okay.
So.
Okay. I guess I will leave the room.
Please do. Oh, boy. So, yes, inventors or inventions is the category today. A chance to win that cool Coyote Country travel mug. Kevin is getting up. And are you going to be able to see me when I wave to you, Kevin? We'll find out. Oh, yell. Yeah, okay. All right, he's closing the door. All right, Chris, you ready to rock and roll?
Go for it.
All right, here we go with inventions or inventors. The Wright brothers are... Oopsie, hold on one second here. Oh. How do I stop? Okay. Hold on here. One second, if I can stop the madness. Okay, there we go. You know, when Jay's not here, it's madness is what it is.
Oh, you know, the whole house just falls apart.
That's right. Well, I'll try to keep it under control. Okay, here we go. The Wright brothers are credited with inventing the airplane in 1903 in what state?
South Carolina.
This inventor published Poor Richard's Almanac with the adopted pseudonym of Poor Richard or Richard Saunders. Name him.
Oh, pass.
What is Alexander Graham Bell most well known for inventing?
The telephone.
What That 70s Show actor played Steve Jobs in the 2013 film Jobs?
That would be Ashton Kutcher.
James Naismith is best known for being the inventor of what sport?
Oh, I know this. Basketball.
James Dyson is known for inventing the bagless vacuum cleaner. Spell vacuum.
V-A-C-U-U-M.
This phrase means to attempt to duplicate a basic method that has already previously been created or been done by others. What would that be?
I don't know.
Okay, pass on that one. All right.
Yeah, pass on that one.
Kevin! All right, Kevin is making his way back in. Sorry about the little mishap there earlier, but I think we're good now. And now the question is, can I make up for my little miscue there? Okay, I think I got it now under control. Kevin is back, got his headphones on.
What happened?
Not gonna lie, Kevin. It's a tough category. It's good questions.
All right. Well, we'll see how I do.
Okay. All right. You ready to rock and roll, Kevin?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go. The Wright brothers are credited with inventing the airplane in 1903. In what state?
Kansas. Kitty Hawk.
Okay. The inventor, published Poor Richard's Almanac with the adopted pseudonym of Poor Richard or Richard Saunders. Can you name him?
Huh? I think this is what I'm supposed to say, Little Richard, but I'm not sure.
Little Richard. Okay. What is Alexander Graham Bell most well known for inventing?
Probably the telephone.
Okay. What That 70s Show's actor played Steve Jobs in the 2013 film Jobs?
I know this one. I mean, I'm going to say Ashton Kutcher, but I'm not.
Okay. James Naismith is best known for being the inventor of what sport?
Basketball. Oh, Peach Basket James.
James Dyson is known for inventing the bagless vacuum cleaner. Spell vacuum.
I refuse.
Okay, well, you didn't get to it anyway, so there you go. All right, what do you say we get to some answers? The Wright brothers are credited with inventing the airplane in 1903 in what state? Chris said South Carolina. Kevin, you said Kansas. It was North Carolina, actually.
North Carolina. Kitty Hawk. I couldn't remember where state it was. Dang it.
I get a half point for that, right?
Yeah, you got a Carolina. Yeah. I'm good with it. Half point.
Okay, as long as Kevin's good with it. His name's in the show, so, you know, that's fine.
I knew it was one of them.
There you go. All right, half to nothing. This inventor published Poor Richard's Almanac with the adopted pseudonym of Poor Richard or Richard Saunders. Can you name him?
I don't understand that question still.
I don't either. I pass.
Okay, yeah. Chris Bass and Kevin, you said Little Richard, which is definitely incorrect. It was Benjamin Franklin. Poor Richard's Almanac? No? Okay. All right.
Well, the question was one of those, Steve, that was so long and so convoluted that it's almost hard to even listen to it.
It's like going back to school and your mind just starts drifting off like Bueller.
100%. Yeah. That is exactly.
All right. That's understandable. I'll admit that one was a tough one. But yeah, okay. Still half to nothing. Chris in the lead.
Give you credit.
So is Benjamin Franklin's real name Richard? Is that what I learned?
No, well, it was a pseudonym that he went under. So
he went under a lot of those, so. We're supposed to know all those?
Yes, all of them, yeah. still half to nothing. What is Alexander Graham Bell most well known for inventing? Both of you said telephone, and both of you would be correct. So nicely done there. So what would that be? 1-1? Yeah, if my math is right.
Wasn't the first phone call he ever had, didn't he say to someone, was it Watson? Come here, Watson.
I believe you're correct. Yeah, Watson.
Yeah, yeah.
Come here. I need you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What he said.
You don't get extra credit for that, but I think that is right. What That 70s Show actor played Steve Jobs in the 2013 film Jobs? Both of you said Ashton Kutcher, and both of you were right.
Wow.
All right, so 2.5-2. James Naismith is best known for being the inventor of what sport? Both of you said basketball. Both of you correct. So 3.5-3. James Dyson is known for inventing the bagless vacuum cleaner. Spell vacuum. Kevin, you refused.
I did.
And Chris went with the correct spelling, which is V-A-C-U-U-M. So very nicely done, Chris, on that one.
I had to think about it for a second, not going to lie.
I know, it's a hard word, yeah. This phrase...
Chris, did you hear how Steve spelled it on the show one day?
No, I did not. I think I missed that.
That's okay.
He put a G...
I did not put a G.
Okay. He put an N and an E at the end of it.
Sometimes there's just, you know, you just have trouble sometimes.
The English language is a mystery to all. So, Steve, hey, kudos to you for trying.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This phrase means to attempt to duplicate a basic method that has already previously been created or done by others. Was a pass for you on that, Chris, and Kevin didn't get to that one because he was so mad about spelling vacuum. Reinvent the wheel was what I was looking for.
I'm glad I didn't get to that.
Yeah, I know you
would have yelled at you again.
Probably. Well, Chris, you got yourself a...
By the way, I do want to clear up the history. March 10th, 1876 is when Alexander Graham Bell had the telephone work for the first time, and he said to his assistant, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Well, I guess hello wasn't a thing back then.
Oh, man. Fair
That's
enough.
That's a great point.
All right, Chris, you got yourself a cool Coyote Country travel coffee mug. Is that right? Is that how you say it? I think so.
Yeah, I think so. So
hold on. We'll grab we'll grab your info in just a second. And congratulations.
All right. Thanks, fellas. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can I get a 60-ounce mocha?
You guys do 60 ounce.
Kevin James.
What about 232 ounces?
What about 232 ounces?
What about 610 ounces?
What about 610 ounces?
Or 10 6 ounces?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
It is stat of the day time, and today we play a little round of guessy-guessy. That means you get to call, you get to guess. Whoever gets this right will walk away with a pair of Kane Brown tickets.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Kane Brown at Northern Quest Resort and Casino coming up on August 15th.
Oh, so, wow.
Right around the corner. Right? Yeah, right around the corner, right, Kevin?
Buddy, I have lost track of the concert so bad. Is Jelly Roll this month, too?
What is he? Is he August 31st?
August 27th? Somewhere.
Somewhere around there. I think it's the first show at the arena because they're doing, after their remodel, because they're doing some remodeling over there.
Well, they are?
They've been closed for a while. At the arena? No? Am I wrong?
I had not heard this. I mean, I believe you.
I think they've been doing some renovations over there.
Really? I wonder what they're doing.
I don't know. Something with the seats.
Making the seats big enough for us to sit in?
I don't know. Something's
That'd really be something, wouldn't it?
All right.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Okay, a new survey found that 18% of women under the age of 50 do this.
18% of women under the age of 50
do this.
Okay.
What is it? 18% of the women under the age of 50 do this. And, you know, we may give you a clue at some point if we need to. Again, this is for tickets to see Kane Brown. So, you know, we got to make you work for it a little bit.
That's true. 509-441-0999. 509-441-0999. Easy for me to say, right?
Yeah. Seemed like it.
Oh, boy. All right. Should we take a first person and see what happens here?
Yep.
All right. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Ben.
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got a guess?
Under the age of 50?
Yes.
Exercise. I don't know.
Exercise. You know what? That's a good guess. That is incorrect, but that's how we play the game. You just call and take a guess. Every guess is a clue for you. Every wrong guess is a clue for you.
I guess that's true. All right, right? Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Yep, right.
No, that is absolutely correct, Kevin. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, and I would guess a lot more than 18% of women under the age of 50 exercise.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. What's your guess?
Get manicures or pedicures.
Ooh. Oh, boy. That does seem like a fact. I also feel like it's probably higher than 18%. What do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I mean, your answer's
I don't get them.
You don't?
Not regularly. Like, no way. They're expensive.
They are expensive, aren't they? I know.
Yeah,
it's more of a special occasion kind of deal.
Yes.
Yeah, that works. All right, well, that's not it, Michelle. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
All righty. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's the... Hold on. I screwed up the phone. 1 second.
I'm going to add a little tidbit to the stat.
Okay.
And that is...
What's your tidbit?
That 18% of women under the age of 50 do this They say at least twice a week.
Okay. All right. All right. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Does that help you out?
No, that made it exactly the opposite of what I needed. I was going to go with Botox, but I don't think they do that twice a week.
Oh, yeah. No, not twice a week. That'd be too much.
So I got to throw something else out there, like get their hair done.
Get their hair did. That is incorrect.
Ooh.
Sorry that we threw you for a loop there with that, you know, right. Sort of clue.
Right. Well, that's not a problem. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll tell you, I will throw in another clue right now.
Okay, what you got?
Another it has clue. To do with clothing.
Okay, has to do with clothing. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
I'm back here with Ben again.
Hey, Ben, what's your guess?
It has to do with clothing?
Yeah.
Gosh. Go shopping for clothes.
You're shopping for clothes at least twice a week. I bet you they want that to be true. That is not it.
Okay, I'll try again.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
All right,
appreciate
18% women under the age of 50 say they do this about twice a week. Has to do with their clothing.
All right, morning, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this? What's your guess?
Hey, this is Chris. It has to do with their clothing. Good grief. Iron.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I'd like to have someone who ironed for me twice a week. That is not it, though.
Ooh, not it. Okay, thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
All right, Kane Brown tickets on the line right now. Can we get it? What is it that 18% of women do about twice a week under the age of 50? It has to do with their clothing.
All right, who's this?
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, you got a guess?
Is it washing clothing?
Washing, no, that is not it.
Not washing clothing, okay.
She sounded like a woman under 52. I thought maybe she'd know.
All right, sorry, Kelly. Have a good one.
You too, bye.
All right, should we take some more people, Kevin?
No, Steve, I think we should just give up.
Okay, all right. Good morning, Jane, Kevin, Joe. Who's this?
This is Deja.
Deja, you got a guess?
I'm going to guess rewear their pants without washing them.
Do what?
Rewear their pants.
Oh, rewear their pants. Yeah. Oh, gosh. That is a great. I hope everybody does that. Nobody should wash their pants every time. That is not the correct answer we were looking for, though.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. All right. Let Jay and Kevin show. Who's this?
John.
Hey, John. You got a guess?
How about sewing?
Sewing.
I think maybe that stat would be the opposite. It'd be probably women over 50 might sew a couple times a week, but that is not correct.
All right, thanks, John. Sorry about that. All right, we got.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give my final clue right here.
All right, final clue.
It has something to do with today, which is National Underwear Day.
Okay. All right, Jay and Kevin Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mr. Hillbilly Seth.
All right, Seth, you got a guess?
Oh boy.
It has to do with National Underwear Day. Throwing out the undies?
Throwing them out, Kevin?
Throw them out their undies. That is incorrect.
Ooh, sorry about that.
Oh. You imagine twice a week they just throw out their underwear.
Yeah, can't have that.
On average, they do this about twice a week, women under the age of 50. I will tell you, this study also says that women over 51 years of age stated that they never did this.
Okay.
So this is for younger people only, apparently.
Okay. Jay and Kevin Show, who's this?
This is Erica.
Hey, Erica, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. You got a guess?
Oh, that they change their underwear throughout the day.
Change their underwear throughout the day. Is that right, Kevin?
Throughout the day? No, that is not correct.
Boy, we're having some trouble
I
here.
Do love bringing my extra pair of my work underwear, though. It's like halfway through the day, I'm just like, oh, get in my work underwear.
Hello.
Change them up.
Oh. Hi, who's this?
This is Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Leah.
You got a guess?
I do. I'm thinking it is refuse to wear their bra.
You know what?
No.
It was a little tricky with the underwear. hint, but it is women under the age of 50 say that on twice a week they are wearing no bra. Now, yeah, I don't, and I it's the younger generation. It is skewed heavily. The 16 to 29-year category, there are a lot of them not wearing bras. Up to like 60% say they do not wear a bra a couple times a week.
Well, my fine sir, I must just tell you, I don't ever wear a bra.
Never, ever.
Never, ever.
Well, this is how you knew. Well, guess what? You will be going braless to Kane Brown.
Congratulations.
Flippin' A, thank you.
You're very welcome. Hold on the line for a second, and we'll grab your info, okay?
I will hold on. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous rest of your week, boys.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Too.
Oh, good, interesting answer there, Kevin. Thank you for that.
Well.